This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Well, we are talking IPOs this morning. Bayonet. It's part of G42. They are a geospatial positioning company. It offers geospatial intelligence. I'm reading that as fancy maps to a number of industries, including energy resources and the environment and city planning. And they are looking to go public, or at least put up more than 20% of their shares in an offering that will go live on Friday. Very pleased to be joined by Sameer Lakhani, Managing Director of Global Capital Partners. Sameer, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Right, so Bayonet, what do you make of what do we know so far? What do we know so far, Sameer?
It's the latest in a slew of offerings. A couple of interesting things. It's a technology company, geospatial artificial intelligence. Things that they are working on is also autonomous driving, the artificial intelligence required for that. But if we step back, it's a tech company. The recent IPOs that we've been having have been more traditional in their sectors. So this is cutting edge. It's a free zone company. And there's no emphasis on dividends. I think there's been a lot of hue and cry that's been made about the dividends, that the emphasis on dividends. Technology companies traditionally do not provide dividends. And here we have an IPO candidate that is going out with cutting-edge technology, listing on the ADX that is saying, you know, we don't have a dividend policy.
Okay, this is interesting for a couple of reasons, Sameer, because we're very dividend hungry here. One of the reasons people buy in to IPOs is because of those dividends. What could that mean for who takes part in this offering?
There's a few things over here. First of all, I think you are attracting more technology-oriented investors. You're also showing potential issuers that are looking at all of these startups that there is an exit for the tech sector. Like I said, the traditional offerings have been more old school or old economy based. So you're showing that there is a market exit, and Bayonet is kind of leading the way. There's a lot more that is on the anvil, but depending upon how this issue gets subscribed, you're going to see a lot more.
Why is that exit so important, particularly for tech companies? I mean, how does it reflect the way they generally get funding?
Tech companies are looking for capital. They're capital intensive. They're hungry in terms of investors wanting to take that risk. There's a lot of startup activity in the UAE over the last couple of years, indeed throughout the Middle East. And the fact that now these companies are starting to go to the market to raise capital in their next stage of process validates not only the proof of concept, but the business model, and allows them to grow rather than seek capital in the West, which was the historical paradigm.
But it does mean that investors then, if not getting dividends, will be looking for some proper growth in the value of that stock.
Absolutely, absolutely, right? If we look at the competitive valuations, Bayonet is attractively valued compared to, say, some of its competitors like S3 or even Trimble. Even Google has a small share in geospatial analytics, Google Earth, and all of that stuff. So yeah, Bayonet is much smaller, but it's attractively valued. And it is catering to the younger investors, not only individual, but also the more aggressive institutional investors that are looking for capital growth.
Well, one of the other expectees on the market, if you like, supermarket chain Lulu. It's already got backing from Abu Dhabi in the form of ADQ. What will you be listening for on this one, Sameer?
Lulu will be more traditional. Lulu will be more of a dividend play. It's a supermarket behemoth in the region, especially the UAE. So there will be some talk about expansion plans of what they want to do in the region and maybe even in India. But that will be more of a dividend play. I think there was another IPO, another announcement made by DFM regarding Empower. They paid out an extraordinary dividend to their shareholders, and they've set a dividend policy that came out on the DFM after the bell. So, Empower and Lulu will be more of the template that we're used to, rather than Bayanat, which is more cutting edge. You're going to see a bit of both over the next few months.
Well, what we have seen is extraordinarily strong appetite for these listings at a time when international stock markets, I look at what's happening in Asia this morning, reacting badly to recessionary concerns, warnings out from the IMF, the World Bank, and many other organisations. How long can we continue to rumble on dodging that, Sam?
On a short-term basis, on a medium-term basis, there is obviously a correlation. We've seen this in earlier market cycles. What investors are looking at right now is whether there is a proof of a re-rating. This year, Western markets are down more than 20 to 30%, depending upon which index you look at. UAE markets are on a relative basis well above that. And that signifies that there is a re-rating of valuations going on. Will there be no impact to the turbulence or the continued expected turbulence to Western markets? No, absolutely not. But we're starting to see more money flows as there is a recognition of value that is to be had in the capital markets in this part of the world, and specifically in the UAE.
Smail Ankani, Managing Director of Global Capital Partners, speaking to us this morning, having a look at some of the news that came out over the weekend about Bayanat, the G42 company, that will open up its offering for would-be shareholders on Friday.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.